You're listening to SBS News.
A Palestinian health official says the first batch of COVID-19 vaccines are expected to be administered in the West Bank and Gaza Strip in the first quarter of 2021. Yasser Bouzia, Director General of Public Health at the Palestinian Health Ministry, said the Palestinian Authority will get the first vaccines through a World Health Organization-led partnership with humanitarian organizations known as COVAX.
Palestine is expecting to receive the vaccine in the first quarter of 2021. This is based on the many messages between the Palestinian Ministry of Health and the COVAX International Fund, which was established by the WHO, UNICEF and Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance. We received an official letter saying that Palestine is a key member in this organization and the process of supplying vaccines will begin during the first quarter of 2021.
COVAX aims to provide free vaccines for up to 20% of the population of poor countries, many of which have been hit especially hard by the pandemic. The Palestinian Authority, which administers part of the West Bank in accordance with interim peace agreements reached in 1990, is in talks with Pfizer and Moderna, as well as AstraZeneca and the makers of a largely untested Russian vaccine. Israel boasts one of the earliest and most successful vaccination campaigns in the world, with some 2 million doses administered since late December. The campaign includes Arab citizens of Israel and Palestinians living in East Jerusalem. The World Health Organization has raised concerns about the unequal distribution of coronavirus vaccines in Israel, which has given shots to more than 20% of its population and the Palestinian territories where people have yet to receive any. Dr. Gerald Rokenshaab, head of the WHO Office for the Palestinian Territories, said discussions were ongoing with Israel to allocate vaccines for Palestinians.
We have discussions with the Israelis on a number of levels, also from higher levels of our organization, trying to explore the option whether Israel could consider to allocate vaccines. And the primary target group initially, like in many other countries on the Palestinian side, is obviously to protect the frontline health workers by vaccinating health professionals first.
The Palestinian Authority's reluctance to publicly ask Israel for help could reflect concerns that doing so would open it up to allegations from Israel and others that it was unable to provide for its own people or that it is not ready for statehood. Israel has reported more than 550,000 cases, including more than 4,000 deaths. The Palestinian Authority has reported more than 104,000 cases in the West Bank, including more than 1,200 deaths, and the outbreak has intensified in recent weeks. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says the recent U.S. claims regarding a Wuhan lab in China are nothing but conspiracy theories. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying says the United States should stop playing the political game over the origin tracing of the coronavirus. Ms. Hua's demand was in response to a so-called fact sheet of the U.S. Department of State, which claimed that before the pandemic hit, several researchers fell sick in the Wuhan Institute of Virology that worked on secret projects with China's military. According to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the U.S. side has new information on activity at the Wuhan lab, claiming that China has obstructed origin tracing efforts and conducted disinformation, and that the Wuhan lab manufactured and leaked the virus and secretly cooperated with the military. It also stressed that investigation into the origin of COVID-19 demands complete and unrestricted access. Ms. Hua claims that the U.S. report is full of fallacies.
The statement and fact sheet you mentioned are filled with conspiracy theories and lies. They did not come as a surprise, as certain American politicians have been fumbling through their pandemic responses domestically while scapegoating and dumping blames internationally. The fact sheet has no fact, but only a bunch of lies, laying bare these politicians' disregard for public safety, people's life and science, and obsession with conspiracy theories and political viruses. This can only be construed as the last day madness of Mr. Liar.
Misua pointed out that the World Health Organization and scientists from many countries believe that the prevention and control measures China has taken has changed the course of the rapidly spreading virus and prevented hundreds of thousands of cases. She went on to say that the U.S. government turns a blind eye to all the truths, which she says precisely demonstrates how some American politicians are comfortable with turning lies into truths as long as they serve to attack and smear China. France started its campaign to vaccinate people over 75 years of age against the coronavirus yesterday, as its death toll rose past 70,000 at the weekend. There is increasing concern that delays in delivering the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine might hinder the drive to vaccinate in France and beyond. French authorities have already been criticized for the country's slow pace in delivering shots. Local authorities said that initially 10,000 doses would be administered per week in Paris, and that at this pace, several months would be needed to vaccinate the 175,000 Parisians that make up the target group. The health agency in France has reported more than 500,000 scheduled for the first of two shots until the 14th of February, saturating the system. In Lebanon, COVID-19 patients are having to wait on pavements outside hospitals in Beirut, where emergency rooms are packed and intensive care beds full. Inside, exhausted healthcare workers are falling ill themselves. Doctors at one hospital, asking not to be named, said around 40% of staff were sick or in isolation. Red Cross first responder Omar Al-Masri says hospitals are inundated with patients.
The image that is always on my mind is just the hospital beds that are completely full. Honestly, the scenario in itself is just, I'm not going to say it's scary, a risk that's being taken, but just seeing hospitals truly full with patients that are ill on ventilators, on oxygen, it puts you down at times, you know.
Countries worldwide are feeling the strain, but few have to deal with anything like Lebanon's crisis, where the pandemic piled in on top of a financial collapse and a huge port blast in August that had already brought the health system to its knees. The country has seen daily infection rates soar in the last week to the highest levels in the region, past the 6,000 mark for the first time on Friday. In the UK, Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the number of COVID-19 patients in UK hospitals is now the highest that it has been throughout the pandemic, with one person admitted to hospital every 30 seconds. He said that 37,535 new positive cases of coronavirus had been recorded, with 599 deaths. Mr. Hancock also gave updates on the UK's vaccination program, saying as of midnight on Sunday, 4 million people had been vaccinated, including more than half of those over 80.
We're on track to deliver our plan to vaccinate the most vulnerable groups by the middle of February, the groups that account for 88% of COVID deaths. And I'm very glad to report that as of midnight last night, we have now vaccinated 4,062,501 people across the United Kingdom. And we're currently vaccinating more than double the rate per person per day than any other country in Europe.
Around the world, almost 95.5 million people have been infected with COVID-19, with over 2 million deaths recorded. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.